after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life after Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. You're tuned to another great episode. Oh, this is another hump day after dusk, in which we do it every Wednesday night. We have shows every Monday and Wednesday, and this has been the pre-cruise week, as many of you know that is to the show. And to everyone that's new, I'm going on a cruise for a week. Next, I'm selling out on Saturday, so. Yeah, man, we've been doing a kind of celebrating with a lot of great interviews on the show. Definitely have been. It's been a fun journey. Man, Monday show, I'm telling you, great guests. We had Imani Faith on the show, and she was just wonderful, man. Me and T definitely had a great time with her. And so, yeah, man, look forward to today. Today's guest we'll be having is Hazel Ling. She's a model as well, and a cosmetologist. We'll be chopping it up with her. But let me go over the line. I see my co-host with the most is checking in now. What's up, Nay? What is good, beautiful?
What's up?
Nay, let me tell you something. You know what? I'm proud of myself. You know why?
Why?
Because I keep a great sense of self control when you be posting these photos. Lord Jesus. I do not be ready. I just don't be ready, man. I be needing fair warning. You dropped the video and then now you dropped a jungle photo, you dropped the implied, just messed up my whole week. My Lord, I'm like, how in the world am I gonna be able to show up to this show today at the CNN? Goodness, man, you got like send me a message saying, Cedric, I'm gonna give you a heart attack. At least tell me that so I can be prepared. Don't just dump it on me. So can we agree on that for now, RNA? Don't you gotta give me a fair warning? Don't just dump it on me.
I think not.
No, what do you mean not? No, man, I gotta be prepared. I was not ready. I was like, I already know already know the haters want to run their mouth because I already know they like, dang, they got. I already know people jumping out the woodwork, starting that nonsense, talking about that you did something to your butt. But we all know the truth. We know that's all you. So yeah, I was like, come on, man, you gotta warm me up to this. You can't. Yeah, you can't just jump on, just throw that out on us like that. We need warning. See, so yes, I guess we'll let you off the hook for now. For now, but how's everything been with you, man?
Everything's cool. Passed my classes for the semester, so.
Yes, I give you congrats for that. We hand claps on order for that, people. Oh, goodness. There we go. Yeah. I know, yes, the team were just talking about that as well on Monday. So, yes, been a strong week, man. I'm proud of y'all, man. I brag about y'all all the time, about y'all more than just looking good. Y'all smart, intelligent people as well. So, I'm glad that y'all continue to show that and allow me to show that firepower that, women can look, it's all right for women to look good and smart just as equally. So I salute you for that. So yes, yes. Anything else happened crazy?
Not really.
Okay, well, I'm proud of you for passing. I know you were talking about that one class. You were like, man, you was freaking out. I saw you talking about that. So, yes. Well, again, everybody, y'all happen to go to their page. It's okay. It's okay to leave comments on our photo. Y'all go to their page. Y'all wish your congratulations on another strong semester. Please do that for me. So, yeah, man. Nay, I'm so ready to get on this ship. You just don't understand.
That's what's up.
Just wanted to get on the team. Wait. And while I was getting Manny Petty today. Yes, I was getting Manny Petty. Dude, I professional manicure. I've had pedicures. I've had, like, every time I went on a cruise, I got a pedicure. I've gotten some in between that too, but yeah. So, got me pedicure in a manicure today, and they be sitting, man. I got a question. Are you ticklish? Cause when they be doing that shit to my feet, I was giggling like a little schoolgirl today. So yeah, every time they was on my feet, I was. I feel like Elmo from. being done like I was Tickle Me Elmo or something. I was in there tripping. So, yeah, it was a crazy experience. But what we're going to do, we're going to go into a quick song break. When we come back, we're going to gear up to have our special guest tonight on the show, Hazel Lean. I'm telling y'all, man, it's been a great week of interviews. I feel this is going to continue that going. Me and Nate will have some fun. All right, y'all, we'll be back. Let's go to, so it is Wednesday. Ooh, let's go, let's throw it all the way back. Let's go to my girl Diamante Glitz, and this is You Can Get It.
And I want you here. I called your phone cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, won't need no underground. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair.
Just so nasty. Welcome back to Life of the Dust Live, your boy Sonny J and your girl Nate Seduction. That was Diamante Glitz with You Can Get It. That song is mad. That song is Hump Day at the Dust. It is an embodiment of Hump Day at the Dust. That song is nasty. But anyways, y'all, we're glad to be back for the song break, as we do have our special guest of the evening. I'm has checked in and ready to act a fool with us. What's up?
Hey, hey,
welcome
hey.
To the show.
Hey. Hello. Thank you.
Yes, you know, sometimes they be a little bit on CBT the class, but you know, they got it together. we're glad to have you tonight, man. You know.
Thank you.
I try to, just like I did with Imani on for the Monday show. I try to, you know, I'll let y'all know a little bit, but I ain't trying to give y'all too much. I just wanted y'all to just like pop in and be like, oh, okay. So yeah, we're excited to have you. You know, I hope you're ready for what's getting ready to go down.
Oh, give it to me.
Okay, I better be careful what you say.
I don't know
who more aggressive, me and Nate. Don't talk to us like that.
Oh, I hear you. You could get it. Let's see what y'all got.
Nate, she better quit messing with us. Okay, so first off, let's jump into the time machine. What made you want to get into modeling?
It has to be one of my homegirls. She, like, I met her and she needed a prop, an extra, like, female for one of her photo shoots. And then she was like, I trust you. I want you to do it. Then she ended up backing out of it. And the photographer that she was using knew I wanted to do it. So he ended up using me anyway. Point blank period. We did a 6-hour shoot and I brought like 5 wigs and so many outfits and we took it from there. He helped me build my model mayhem and yeah, you know.
How long was the shoot?
I'm sorry, you said how long was the shoot?
Yeah, how long did it say the shoot was?
6 hours.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, he didn't.
I've done shoot that long before. I'm a South Florida rider. I didn't shoot that long before. I'm not going to talk to you.
Well, it was like I was a beginner, so he had got the studio for that time. So he was like, let's utilize the time since I have the studio. So it wasn't bad.
Exactly. I feel them on that. Okay, so, you know, flash forward. Like, so here's an interesting question I've never known. I've never asked this in the magazine interview, nothing.
Okay.
The name Hazel Ling, break that down to me. I've always wondered about people's names, Nate Seduction's name, kind of, you know.
Okay, well, Hazel Ling.
But how is Hazel Ling kind of like?
Well, okay, I've always been Hazel because my eyes are hazel, and elementary school and everything like that, everybody had nicknames, and I had, like my little best friends. So it was always, they used to call me Crazy Hazel. We're not going to get into that, but, you know. So I've always been Hazel. Hazel's always been there. Ling came about. When I first started my modeling career, I was going as, like, my first name and my middle name, and then I was like, no, that's my government. I need to switch up because, like, when I'm handling certain businesses, that's when I use my government. But me, I'm Hazel. So I was like, you know, I need something foreign and something that's going to catch the eye. And a lot of photographers always told me that I can mix my style up with my shoots and, like, with my facial expressions and everything. So I was like, I was like, you know what, Hazel Ling. Yeah. Then I wrote it down in script, and then that was it. Once I saw it in script, it was looking sexy. I was like, that's me. And then once everybody started feeding into it, it was just like, let's keep it. So that's me. I'm Hazel Ling.
I thought she was going by Hazel Ling because you know, you had like an old grandma named Hazel that you wanted to pay homage to, and you do nails like Ling Ling.
I'm done with you. I am so done with you. No, Hazel has always been me, and Ling is like, you know, it gives you that extra foreign kind of roll off your tongue. So, you know, when you think of me,
Hazel,
just let it roll off your tongue.
I call Ling.
Yes.
Yeah, it flies off easily. Yes. It is something different because, you know, it's not a lot of Ling or.
Right.
Instagram and stuff. So yeah, so dope. Even not even Chinese people or whatever.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, so when did you know? So of course you know you saw you model you took you actually jumped to do it. Did a 6-hour shoot. Came with the nickname. When was that turning point that you knew? Oh, okay, this is something I'm very serious about.
I have to say, I guess 3 photo shoots in, when other photographers started hitting me up and saying how nice my portfolio was coming along and they wanted to work with me, I was like, are you serious? Me? This picture here? Me? Like, I was just so stunned. So I was like, okay, well, if people believe in me, why not me believe in me? So I went, and then I started taking it to, like, the next step. I want to be published. I want to be this. I want to do that. So, you know. It really has to do with how the other photographers and other people supported me and really showed me love.
Definitely. Now, what would you say? I know I'm gonna put you on the spot. Someone's gonna hate me, and someone's gonna hate you. But hey, everybody, let's be mature and just grow up and don't cry. What would you say is your favorite photo shoot you've done so far, and why?
Ooh. Okay. Are we talking about like this year, or are we talking about in general now?
Oh, you ain't get out the hook.
Oh my goodness, that's not even fair. That's not even fair now because there'd be different levels of crazy.
I know.
Oh
that's
my goodness.
The question.
I'm gonna have to put it like this. It has to be the photo shoot I recently had with Rafis, Mr. Get Him Published. And the reason I say that is because when you can go work with one photographer and you can show your work to that photographer that you're working with, but then also when other magazines or other branded photographers are out there or at the shoot looking at you and you're branding yourself and you can acquire more within that one shoot, and that's what happened. It's like I came to him to do what I had to do with him and create some fire and get the spotlight and get published. And then other people saw me and they was like, we want you. Like, so what do you say? We want to do a shoot with you. And I'm like, me? Again, excitement. You know, I'm like, me? Oh, my gosh. Me?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Like, you know. So I have to say that one because I've never been to a shoot where somebody was watching me and they just like, hey, when you're done with him, we want to feature you too, or we want to do a shoot with you. We like your style, you know? That to me, that was like a blessing on top of a blessing. First, to work with Rafis, and then second, to sit there and get multiple work done. Like, that to me is a blessing.
See, I like that. Both times of the week. See, I told y'all we were going to have a great weekly interview. It's a tough question, but y'all answered it. Y'all didn't give me, well, I like him all. You know, it's great. I'm not saying you hate
a photographer. I don't hate none, but there are some that just be like, wow, that's experience to remember, you know?
Exactly.
It's going to set it off. So.
Exactly. It's like everybody, we like lots of cereals. But sometimes you got that one you like more out of the others. Like, so you might have
right?
your favorite cereal.
It's okay. It's okay.
You know, I'm a person. I'm like Reese's Puffs. I'm like Honey Nut Cheerios. You know, I'm more of a.
You know, you try to be healthy and
Cheerios,
all that.
I'm good to go.
Okay. I like a little Tricks.
Okay.
You know, a little Cookie Crisp.
You know, I don't really like Tricks unless you're talking about people. But anyway.
You know what? I'm done with you.
So I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Nay for a moment.
and then let
okay,
her
hey, Nay.
It's just what we do.
Hey,
we like that. We like the dynamic duo.
What's going on?
Not so much. I'm Nay Seduction. I would say, what is your most favorite thing about being a model? What do you like?
I love how many times I can change my style. Like, on a normal, me on a regular day is me changing my hair maybe 3 times a week in 3 different styles. I might be bald-headed one day, have long red hair the next, and then be a curly Marilyn Monroe by Friday, you know? But it all comes out in my photo shoot. So it's like I can get all of that expression done within my work. And when other people can see how excited or how bright and vibrant I am through my style and my forte of my fashion, it's like, wow. Because I like to see other people's opinions too. And when it matches mine, that makes me proud. So yeah, it's definitely sharing my style.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope. That's cool. So, as far as the industry come, you know, who do you look up to in the industry as far as models, video vixens, you know, who do you look up to?
Okay, well, models, Naomi Campbell, because when it comes down to her walk, her attitude, and what she represents, all is in one. You know when you see her, you know who she is. You know how she play her game, and you know what it is. It's no games over here. She's top-notch, and that's what it is. So I love that about her and everything she has done in her career. Video Vixen, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really focus myself on, like, one video vixen. I like to see all girls win. And personally, if you sexy and you working it, then, you know, do you. That's how I feel about it. But I'm going to become a video vixen soon. So,
well, who do you see yourself working with in the industry when it comes to modeling? Who do you want to work with?
Who do I want to, or who do I see myself working with? Because
who do you want to? Like, you know, it's kind of the same question. Who do you see yourself working with? Who do you want to work with?
Well, personally, my future goals to work with is Icebox Studios, by Alcove Studios. Who else? Like, definitely them, because I'm going to be honest, since day one of me modeling, I've been trying to, like, reach out to them, and they have contacted me back, and it's just that I know where I have to build my level of stature with them to get with them in their level of industry. So that is my main goal. I know once I do a feature, a photo shoot, a cover with them, I know I have made it to my ultimate top goal, because I've been published already. But it's a certain, like, it's a certain level that they bring of professionalism and publication that the whole world will see. And once that happens for me, I know I made it.
Okay, okay. Well, if it's one thing you can change about the industry, what would it be?
I wish that the industry would just stop focusing so much on, I'm going to say, pretty girls or dancers, preferably. It's like if you're a businesswoman, like a regular businesswoman, maybe a 9-to-5, or you own your own business and you're still trying to do your modeling thing, it's like we're kind of shied away from more than like a dancer or, you know, somebody that's willing to show more, or because that's what they regularly do. I have noticed that they will get more attention or more support than somebody that's just, you know, handling their business on a 9-to-5 and but still doing their thing in the modeling world.
Okay.
Man, that's crazy.
I can agree.
Imani, I'm going to say
that.
The same thing on Monday.
Okay, well, I always ask my guests this one question. Where is the weirdest place you ever had sex?
Oh, girl. Okay, hold on now. Let me see. Cause you know there's some places that I don't know if it's weird, but you know, let's see. Okay. In a baseball field.
Like the craziest, you know, the craziest place you ever had sex.
In a baseball field at night with lightning bugs. And I was, yeah, it was an experience that I don't think I will ever forget or ever do again. definitely in a baseball field. We'll just say it was not a home run. We'll just say it was not a home run, okay? We won't try to hit that base again in the baseball field. Nope, not here.
Well, maybe
I'll
have
to hit
the baseball.
Yeah,
well, I'm just saying. Okay, how can I explain it? I was in town visiting. I'm not going to say town. It was a different borough, but I was in their part of town visiting. And, you know, it was my people and we on and off. And people got drunk and everybody was outside. It was summertime. And then everybody left. And, you know, we still talking and you see the stars. It's so beautiful. And, you know, one thing led to another and we tried it. And it just wasn't as beautiful as you thought it would be. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. It just wasn't. It wasn't that pleasant that you thought it would be.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. The beach might be better. The beach might be better. I was just saying, the beach might be better. Just stay away from them baseball fields, you know.
Damn. Okay. Pretty cool. So my next question is, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years when it comes to the modeling industry?
Well, in the modeling industry, in the next 5 years, I see myself on plenty more covers. I'm also working with major upcoming clothing brands, so I see myself continuing to do that and helping promo and marketing them and getting them on the map. I just, you know, linked up with Hustlin' Honey's clothing apparel. So we're doing major promotion and marketing coming out for them and promo videos. I'm actually looking for a couple of models to do a collaboration with. But I'm definitely seeing myself as a mentor for upcoming models. And I'm actually getting in the works of management because I've actually helped a couple of models get back on their game in this industry. So I was thinking about, you know, opening a little kind of management, not where it's all the way, but it's like, people that either was in the modeling game and want to get back, I got a couple of linkages, a couple of networkings where I can put them. And, you know, models that need more exposure in different areas that they don't have. So I definitely see myself mentoring, helping, and management in the modeling industry.
Cool. That's what's up. Well, yeah. That's all I really got. It was nice.
Oh, y'all don't got no more tea? That was an OT.
Y'all ain't giving me no tea. We got some more. I got some more for you, but I'm going to be nice because we got some callers. And I went to the green room real quick to go talk to some of the callers.
Oh.
So I wanted to make sure, you know, bring them on, let them talk real quick. So I got a caller from the 929, from the Bronx, is what they say, from the Bronx. You know, what's up on Life That Does Live? What's up?
Hey, just was calling in to say hey to Hazel Lang and show her support. Say what's
hey,
up.
Hey, thank you. How
you
doing?
I'm good. Just called in for you, girl.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the support.
You welcome. Doing your thing. Big things. Keep it going, all
thank
right?
Thank you. Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
Thank you.
Can't wait to
have
see more
night.
Magazines, okay?
Oh, girl. I'm trying. I'm trying to get out there. Y'all hear that? Do y'all hear
I
that?
Know.
They want to see more.
I tell you what I hear. Them New York accents, man. It take me back home. Tell me. See, let me stop. I'm trying to be good today. I'm trying to change my life. See, I'm not finessing.
I can't.
Yes, girl, but you're doing your thing. So
thank you.
You.
Thank
girl.
You so much. Thank you.
Yes.
I really appreciate all the love and support.
Yes.
It takes a lot because, you know, sometimes you get discouraged, but it's good to know at least one or two people out there, you know, that's what keeps me going. Like, girl, I see you. What? You see me? I didn't know you see me.
Right.
You know, and I'll be like, well, if you see me, then I know I'm doing something. Because if one person see me that's not a part of my immediate, like, family or friends, then I know I at least got out there to somebody. So I was like, I'm going to keep going.
Yes, definitely. We watching.
Thank you.
Know,
thank you.
All eyes on you, and I'm so proud of you, girl. Keep winning.
Thank you. Thank you. As long as I have your support and love.
Of course.
Does he say crying? No, he's not. Y'all better stop. You need a hanky?
I wasn't ready.
No, he didn't.
I'm done.
You better get ready. Okay, what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to get a teacup, and I'm going to need you to pick up some tears in that teacup, okay? All right. Get it together.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good. I'm going to save my chest. I'm good now. I'm good.
Hey, you need a help over there.
I'm telling you. So I go pick him up.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, I'm going to put you back in the hole. I see we got another caller. Good God, y'all smell
okay.
As soon as I said caller. It's like, wait, let's take a caller.
I don't have to. Go get them callers.
Okay, y'all.
Okay, well, all right, Brian, I'll make sure you follow me on Instagram. I want to see the face match the
yes,
voice.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Add me on Instagram. I'll give a shout out.
Okay. Sure will.
All the callers that call in right now, make sure when you call in, after you call in, add me on Instagram at HazelXLing all together. And I will definitely, once I sit there and follow you back, I will take one of your pictures and shout you out for calling in tonight and supporting. Definitely.
Okay. You got it.
All right. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
All right, let's see. We got our next caller from 917. As soon as y'all heard me say we're taking callers, y'all said, oh, they are, huh? I was waiting for a while, too. All right, who's
talking
to 917?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
What's up?
Yo, what's up? I want to shout you out. You my bro girl, so I mean I fuck with you because you fucks with my bro.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm a big supporter. Baby Watson.
I appreciate it.
Hazel. Can I give a little shout out to other people though?
Oh, cool. You can.
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
I want to shout out Wadi TV. Yeah, I want to shout out BB Guns.
BB Guns all day.
My bro Spaz.
Yes, definitely. Spaz Breezy, Miss Rain B.
Yeah, Dice Peso. Boss Brad. That's the homie. I went to school with him.
Okay.
But keep doing what you're doing. You got my bro focus.
I appreciate it. Well, definitely add me on the gram, and, you know, I'll make sure to shout you out for supporting and calling in, and I thank you so much.
All right,
and shout out to everybody that she shouted out that's on their grind and getting their business done. I see y'all.
Yeah. All right, cool.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right, so shout thank you to all the callers that called in that decided to press one was being
so
heard.
Much love.
yes. So, all right, so you talk too much trash for the callers calling like, oh, that's all y'all got. See,
I'm just saying, if y'all want to know the tea,
then,
you're gonna have to spill
I mean,
it. Cause,
I got some
you
more.
Know,
I was
it get
just,
hot.
You know,
it get hot
I,
when you spill a tea I, now.
Oh, I was trying to make room for the call, but see, don't tempt me. Don't press my
Listen,
hand.
Listen, let our
see,
callers nice. Call in.
Okay. Because especially if it is hump day after dust, see, they gave you that. She gave out the tip. See, we put it all the way in.
I'm telling you.
She was being. They were just trying. She was just testing the water. She's making sure it was getting wet enough.
I thought I told y'all if y'all gonna test the waters, then rock the boat, okay? Rock the boat. Y'all not rocking the boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't mess with me. Child, you got the wrong show with that. So
listen.
So we follow. Oh, so. I'm going to follow up with what Nate was talking about earlier. To her question, we're going to dig a little bit deeper. All right, so for those who want to know, because I know people out there trying to, you know, they ear hustling, trying to see if they can shoot they shot or not. What's your situation? Are you taking?
Oh, I'm taking.
Are you
I am
single,
taking.
Whatever?
I am all the way taking. Please don't get me shot through this phone. Don't do it.
Hurry up.
If you ever seen a bullet come through a phone, nah, I'm taking y'all though. I'm happily taken by my wife. She's the best. She's definitely my support system. Even with the modeling, like, I was gonna give up. You know, Sadie, I was gonna give up on the modeling. You know, we had conversations, and she was like, "What? No, this is you. Like, you gonna sit here? You gonna regroup yourself? You gonna see what you gotta do to make it where you wanna go? And that's what you gonna do." And what happened? I did exactly what she said, and you see where I'm at now. So, I appreciate her so much, but I am definitely taken. Sorry, guys.
Oh, don't be. You ain't got to apologize. You know. We making sure, because so before we start shooting they shot, we trying to let them know we don't want them to
keep your shot, in the basket, you know, just keep it there. Sorry, don't go around the court shooting.
You know,
sorry,
keep your bullets in the chamber.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't blow them up.
I'm gonna really go in. Man, you just open up a can of worms.
And you ain't going nowhere.
Oh, don't tempt me. Okay, so all right, top three. She gonna kill me too. Top three places that. Okay, what would you say what are the top three places that y'all have done it at?
Me and my wife.
Yes.
Okay, you really trying to get deep, I see. Okay.
You dare me and Nate? See, Nate, we got to bring the dogs out. You messed with
us. So I might get slapped out after this interview. So, you know, if anybody want to call me to see if I'm still alive, that would be nice for all the people that do support me. But the tea is, right? I'm a little bit of a wild child, if you can say. So it takes the right thing to take me from a casual level to, oh, you a freak. So, you know, the regular, the bed. I am the bed type of girl because, you know, I feel like I'm a princess. So I feel like I should get the bed action. And, you know, making love is always in the bed. But then you got to get a little frisky, fall on the floor, do a little tussling, you know what I'm saying? Get a little burn, because, you know, it get rough. It really get rough. Windowsill, counter, you know, one day tried it on the stove, wasn't really working. You know, the knob kind of tried to go on. I heard tick, tick, tick. It was time to get off.
Oh,
no. Yeah,
Is
it tick, tick, tick? We didn't want to boom. Yeah, we don't want to boom. All I heard was tick, tick. You know how the light, there's like some others that you have to ignite it first before you turn it on to the numbers. So all you heard was tick, tick, tick. What? Yeah, time to go. Get up out of this situation right now. We got a little bit too much.
Yeah.
So
please,
those will be, you know, I guess our top three for right now. I mean, the summer is coming.
Yeah,
so,
that
you know.
But you almost had a burnt booty. Oh, my goodness.
At least if I would have went in the emergency room, they would have been like, what happened? I was getting some loving, I guess, if that's what I don't know what I can say.
Oh, my goodness.
And to be
honest. A note to self, I am never, ever, ever getting on the doing anything on the stove. Heck no.
Listen, it would have been a funny story.
Forever.
It would have been a funny story. Yes. I would have been on one of them cases. I would have been on one of them cases. They would have made a case about me. I'm telling you.
I just think I'm freaking out just thinking about it.
I'm still alive.
You got my anxiety on 10 now. I'm like, Lord.
I'm so
everybody tell me. I'm not looking at the store. I'm freaking out. But the chick walked by me.
No,
I'm by the store.
Well, it was the action in the kitchen, you know, it was the action one way, the other way, and then it just got on there, and it was like a flat surface, you know what I'm saying, for the time being, until you heard tick, 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 then it was time to get off.
Yeah, I see. At least you have a countdown and say, hey, get your narrow behind off that darn stove.
Like 3, 2. I thought so.
Okay, so I'm gonna go back to Bowling question for you because it's interesting. Because I know you earlier, this kind of goes back to something you were talking about earlier with Nay and whatnot about how you like being able to change up and all that.
Yes.
How did you get to that comfort level of being able to do implied? Because I know that's like, you know, a lot of people, especially because some people look down, frown upon it, they make it seem like it's the devil's work if you do implied. How did you get to that comfort level?
It really has to do with you as the person you are. In this industry, of course, you know, in life, you're going to have haters. You're going to have people that always got 2 cents to say about anything you do. Whether you making money, it doesn't matter. What you do, you could be doing right and they're still talking about you. So it really, in this industry, if you're going to sit there and put yourself in an applied nude situation, love yourself. And that goes to say, if you're working with a photographer or you're working with a group of people, whatever you don't want to do, don't do. Have your own set of boundaries where you know you can say no. And someone saying that's a thing. A lot of us models, you go in a situation and you think, well, if I don't do this, you know, this is what they want, then I'm not going to get this feature. I'm not going to get chosen, you know, da da da. But what you have to also understand is the best model in this industry is a well-respected model in this industry. You can be a model that let yourself go and do what these people say and everybody say, and then you'll sit there and steer yourself in the wrong path and get lost. You have to be yourself and believe in yourself and know what you want. And that's what I had to do. You have, like, working with certain people, they'll try to sit there and be like, well, why don't you take a little bit of this off more, or why don't you show this? No, because that's not who I am and that's not what I'm about. And then once they see that you're serious about that, whoever doesn't like it, there's the door. And whoever's with it, then we're back to business. Let's get this fire done. And that's how I work.
Most definitely. Like it. Yeah, because that's one thing I like about Nate too. You know, I know how I brag with my co-hosts all the time. No shame in the game. like Nate. She's done a little bit of everything, and she's unapologetic for it. And, you know, even people, because some people even get in, I'm sure I see it all the time. People get on their comments when I start saying, you must have got some shots. That's that girl booty,
hate
man. That's all her, but, you know.
I would have been like, well, you must have the receipt for them since you so sure about it. No, cricket. Oh, okay then.
I was like, oh yeah,
because
he goes over. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I know, for real. I'm telling you, they be trying to hate on me. I'm like,
listen, girl.
That's natural.
Everything they try to come at you about.
Natural.
Listen, everything they try to come at you about. Please let them know. Remind them. Did you pay for this? Then, if I got those shots, did you pay for it? Are you mad that they look good that you paid for them? I don't understand. What you mad about? $1,000 on this cheek or $1,000 on this cheek? You know? I'm just saying, you know. Does it look right?
Though.
Is that what you hate about? No, I know it's all her, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you got to beat people with their own petty. You know, you got to laugh at them. Like, oh, you, it looked that good, it looked fake. You know, girl, you got to take it like that. Hey, it might look a little jiggly and nice round.
I'm starting to get a lot of love. It's not even so much hate no more. Yeah, people think I got, because I'm short. That's what it is. Like, I'm only 4'9".
Short girls got the best body.
Man, a lot of short girls be having that boot.
What? Listen, I don't know. What
I got a poster on
know.
My wall right now. A chick I know, because I started DJing 4'11", and that butt is astronomical.
It's something about girls from between 4'9 and like 4'11 that when you just don't hit 5 feet and you wear a pair of nice heels, when your body in a nice dress or a nice pair of, ooh, girl, listen, anyway, can we move on, please? Because, you know, it's getting hot in here.
Oh,
please.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I'm just playing. I like
to see them. I'm just playing. Oh, you better stop playing. Listen, the summertime is coming. And, you know, my home team.
What's up with that first?
You know.
Babe, if you're on the line,
did you hear that? Can we have that? Let me know. Call in, let me know. Can we have that? You heard what she said. Yeah. All my fans and supporters, you heard what she said, right? All right. Stay tuned.
I heard it with my own two ears. I'm making sure I know I heard what I heard.
You heard it.
Won't two badass models. I'm
no, you better stop playing, girl. You can get frisky real quick.
Oh, God, no,
it can get frisky. Listen, I'm telling you, types like the claws in the back. Nah, you see what I'm saying? Why y'all? We need some ice cold water right now because it's getting too hot in here. I feel like I'm having jalapeno peppers.
See, this is what you happen when you try to test us. And we like to let you dip your toe in the water a little bit. But you get real cocky and it's
man,
the
I feel like
cold,
I'm in a deep blue sea right now.
Oh yeah, we gonna pull you in a little bit closer and say, hey, remove
man, listen,
the
I'm trying to be out here
on.
Surviving like LL Cool J, okay? That's what I'm trying to do, okay?
Oh man. Okay, so
she ain't say feel because right, she say sorry now. She ain't say that.
Oh yeah.
This conversation
uh-oh.
Getting saucy. Woo.
Let me go ahead.
Lord.
Listen, it goes down in the DM. It goes down in the DM.
This screenshot the conversation you sent to me.
I can't do it.
Anyways. Very tough. Last two tough questions for you. Second to last question. What would you say if you could change? If you had a magic wand and you could change anything in this industry, what would you change?
I already asked for that.
I think.
You did.
Wait, what'd
you
say?
I'm sorry, baby. I got so damn high. I'm tripping. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you see, he's so stuck on the last conversation me and Nate was having.
Y'all got me. Once you start getting me riled up, my brain start going places.
You over there stuttering like that, but I think so. I think I said that.
Yes, I was over here. I was doing more stuttering than Twister and Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like, as far as, like, stuff you got coming up, what would you say, what do you have coming up that we need to be on the lookout for the summer? I want to give them the rest of the year because I know, like, Nate actually, like, kind of keep you on the burner, let them kind of simmer and let stuff happen. So we didn't give them too much. Like, what you got coming up for the summer?
Okay, well, I have music videos coming up that's supposed to be dropping. I did a feature in one of our artists named L. Scott's music video, so still waiting for that to drop. I will be working with Wadi TV on multiple promotion videos for myself and also music videos coming up for upcoming artists. Major covers coming out in the next couple of months dropping. You're going to see Hazel Link everywhere. Also, like I said, I've also teamed up and I'm the NYC clothing ambassador for Hustle Honey's clothing brand. So within the end of this week and next week, you'll see me teaming up with some other models that I'm looking for to do collaborations, and we're doing promo for clothing and marketing. What else is coming up? It's so much. Tour. Oh my goodness. I am going on a publication tour, which, Steady, you already know, we kind of talked about it a little bit. We're getting it together and everything.
Uh-huh.
But the plan is to tour this summer with all my major mm-hmm. photographers and magazines that either I've been featured in, been the cover with, photographers that I've worked with, and major photographers that's been hitting me up for these years that's been like, girl, you going to get down here and let's work or no? And I'm like, yes,
mm-hmm.
this is the year. I'm coming for y'all. So Dallas, I'm going to see y'all soon. Atlanta, I'm going to see y'all soon. Macon, I'm going to see y'all soon. Virginia, what's up? I'm going to see y'all soon. The Carolinas, y'all want me out there? I'm going to see y'all soon. I'm out there, baby. Y'all going to see me everywhere this summer. I'm going to be catching flights.
Oh,
like it's nothing.
You at Indiana up there so you can go see Nate.
That sound like me. I
fake it. Listen, girl, once I get on that plane, just tell me what stop to get off on, okay? We just come scoop you. That's it. That's
it. Say, Atlanta, I'll be there June 29th.
What?
Oh, we announced it now? Okay. June 29th, me and Nate will both be in Atlanta.
What? So y'all just now tell us? Oh, we're going to have to talk off the show, okay? We're going to have to talk.
Yes. I had it on the, that's on my, I was already on Instagram. But, yes.
You know what?
Anyway.
You ain't got to go there. You ain't got to go there. What you trying to tell me? If I was paying attention, I would have seen it. You ain't got to go there.
Yeah, you've been paying attention. I ain't tell the name part, but I said that I was
you know what?
There,
I cannot wait to get down there because when I sit there and get down there, the real tea is going to come out. Face to face. The real tea.
Nate, she said when she gets down there.
Yep. All the way down there. So, for the summer.
All right. Toughest question I ask everybody. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Bam. You die. You about to die right now in next 24 hours. What are some of the craziest things you're going to do? And then what's some of the heartfelt things you want to do in that 24 hours?
Whew, okay, crazy things. I'm going to jump out of a plane. I'm going to jump out. I always wanted to jump out because I want to fly, but I want to go down and I want to feel my heartbeat, but jumping out of a plane is my thing because I used to be scared of planes. Then I got on one, so now I want to jump out one. Crazy, right? I know.
That's crazy.
What else do I want to do? I want to go to the Niagara Falls. I want to go kayaking. The reason I want to go kayaking is because, you know, like, you see on movies how you go on, like, one of them paths where it's all rocky and everything like that. I want to do that. Like, if I had 24 hours to live, not on no regular stuff, but if I had 24 hours to live and they told me I was going to die tomorrow, that's what I'm doing. Okay? I'm going off a cliff or something. Something got to be exciting where tomorrow, when I go forever, I got to be like, you know, like that. I got to be at peace. I want to do so much if I have 24 hours. I think I probably spend all my savings, you know what I'm saying? Of course, who's not, right? Spend all my savings, just go shopping, just because I know I'm going to have it for 24 hours. You know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I say, pop the tag on this, pop the tag on that. Okay. Or I'm popping the tags, okay? And what are some serious things that I would do in 24 hours if I had 24 hours to live? The main thing is just make sure my daughter is good, secure, and content, and she ain't got nothing to be worried about. That's all. Like, when it comes down to that, that's plain, simple, that's it. Her, make sure she good. She good, I'm good, I can go in peace.
Aww.
No, he didn't. Don't awe me. That's my baby. Don't awe me.
That was the audience. That was not me.
Well, I'm just saying.
Definitely. I'm Hazel again. We appreciate you for coming to the show.
Thank you.
I'm telling y'all, man, we have been very blessed this week because. You know, we've had our past couple interviews have been great. We've had one guest from New York. Me and Nay would not dare mention that name. That was trash. That was a trash behind interview.
Oh, petty.
And I'll tell you out the air who it was. Hazel.
petty.
But, Yeah, but yeah, that. But we always, I mean, we try to remind you, man. If y'all come to the show, man, just chill
yes.
the F out, man. Chill the F out. Like, I mean, in Hazel, we weren't even asking the question. Like, the kind of the tough questions we ask you,
yeah.
we weren't even asking the toughest. Like, we were throwing softballs. I'm like,
listen, the only thing I'm worried about is my wife smacking me for what I told the secrets of the juicy, juicy. But the way Nate said, what's up with that threesome shit, I might, you know, I might go home to like, so baby, what's good? And like, Nate, what's good? You know, I might flip side.
But if you play your cards right, she might smack you another way.
Listen, I'm throwing out all aces. I'm throwing out all aces, baby. You want a joker? We can put a joker in there, baby. What's up?
So, yeah, so, no, we appreciate it, man. It's been very great interviews. Like,
Thank you.
Isn't that more annoying than when I'm annoyed and my co-host annoyed? We're both equally annoyed. It's like,
it's time
like,
to
we're
end
both
it.
Like, man, when is damn interview going to freaking end? So, yeah, we appreciate you for being another great interview.
Thank y'all.
Yet again, when you come and you come ready to go on this show, you're going to have a good time. You're going to come like a stick in the mud. You're not going to enjoy
yourself. Definitely.
So, yes, we appreciate you. Here in the show, instead of saying follow, because follow people that follow you, they only press the follow button and then they just...
Man. Y'all better interact with me, supporters, lovers, fans. Y'all better get out here. Don't just click follow, like
so
I said.
Once
you follow me, hit me up.
We call on this show, we call them stalkers. Let me tell you why we call them stalkers. Not the crazy
stalkers is good too, though.
Stalkers. See, stalkers follow your every move. They're going to like what you got going on. They're going to support you.
Yeah.
Bam. So we want... that's why we say one stalker. Yeah, it's to kick your door. How you doing, Nate Seduction? Yeah, today doing that. They're kicking your door like how Diamond do on Players Club. Ain't shit to go get.
I can do. Listen,
but yeah,
it always gets done.
Well, what are the links people can stalk you at?
I'm done with you. Instagram, Hazel X Ling. It's all together. Facebook, Hazel Ling. Snapchat, Hazel Ling RV. And that's really it for now. You can like my Facebook page, Hazel Ling. My official page, Hazel Ling. Everything is Hazel Ling. Google Hazel Ling. How about that?
And
see me pop up.
Oh, yeah, she's also the most recent issue of Human Cameras Magazine.
You already know.
I do the same as plug real quick. You know, I can go about doing that. Which, you know, what's crazy? Like, the thing you two have in common, you both have been cover models before. Nate's been the cover model. You've been the cover model.
Yes. Very sexy.
Spoiler alert, since Hazel will be a cover for the schoolgirl when you both would have been the cover for a schoolgirl issue before. So that's crazy. And I remember when they did, she was a baby. That's grown up.
Yeah, I was so young.
You know what? I'm type thinking something different, Mr. Setti. What I'm thinking, since we know when that submission is supposed to be due, I'm thinking, how about we have a schoolgirl badge session, Nay Seduction. How about that?
Oh.
Where I already told you that I'm coming down there on tour where, you know, we'll talk offset. And how about we do a cover together?
We're talking about this on the air right now. What?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit of tea, y'all. It's just a little bit of tea.
Oh.
Do that, girl.
I'm just saying, when we get off the air, add some sugar to that tea, and we can make a pot. Let's go.
Let's make it happen.
Okay.
I'm not ready, Lord. I'm just not ready.
Gotta make it happen.
I got to go to the cruise. Think about this. Lord, anyways, Nate, how can they follow you?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram, NAYY_seduction. Like I always say, if you can't feel seduction, your ass is too young for social media. Snapchat, NAY_seduction, Facebook. Nay Seduction, just, you know, it's the Nay Seduction movement. YouTube, find me on YouTube, Nay Seduction. Yeah.
Yes, find
I just
her.
Drop my promo video.
Oh.
So that is out. It's finally out. The wait is over. I did it in Miami, so y'all can finally, finally see and stop asking me about it. It's finally out.
There you go.
Yes.
Hazel,
thank me later. Go watch Nay's videos.
Soon as we click off, right before I start this photo shoot, you might go ahead and get you some inspiration.
Go give you some inspiration.
Motivation.
So. Yeah. But yes, again, we thank you for coming through. Y'all know how you can find me, Steady J Dust.
Oh,
no, go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
My logo is done, y'all, finally. So I'm starting my business.
Oh.
I can't say what kind of business it is yet. I always say stay tuned, but my logo is finally done. Like, it's so
oh,
nice
yes.
Too.
Get it, girl.
I saw an update about this. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also,
well,
for
I will
me.
Follow you.
Also, for me, Royal Virtue will be back on the market in the summer. Royal Virtue is my brand. It's my brand. It's me. It's tattooed on my pelvis. So, Mind Attitude Class, new apparel will be coming out just to support and build me. Last year, it had came out for, like, Pride with the rainbow and everything like that. I sold a couple. It went good. But y'all can be looking out for that, too.
Oh, I got since we doing that, I actually got a T-shirt project I'm getting ready to release soon. And when I tell you, it's going to be like one that's going to be like, oh, I gotta have it. Trust me, it's going to speak for itself. I've already showed people with preliminary designs, and they've lost their minds. So trust me.
Sounds good to me.
Well, anyways, y'all, we about to roll out. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or well, there's a...
Nay, there is
a
way.
You. Yes, thank you, thank you. Y'all tune to the episode of Life in the Dust Live. Again, reminder, people, don't come in here looking crazy next week. No shows next week, as I will be on the high seas, so ain't no way in the world I'll
be
a good show.
Be safe.
I might check in on Instagram, on the Instagrams or the Facebook
Have
or whatever.
Fun.
I might check in on those. Oh, I
you
will.
Better
be,
live videos.
Oh, I'm be lit. My shout out to my sister for making the T-shirt. She got my Instagram name on, so I can promote my Instagram on the cruise, and it says hashtag. The main event. I mean, come on. But
okay.
Yeah, we're gonna end. Nay, how do we end every hump day at the dust? What is that public service announcement we give everybody?
Since Hazel Wing probably got to go get some nookie, you know, we say
no.
This
actually, I'm about to go do a photo shoot, hunting.
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
Okay.
Ooh,
and with your own boo.
With your own man.
All right, y'all.
With your own woman.
Right. All right, we are out, y'all. Peace.
Later.
Peace.